It's currently 3:14 a.m. Yes. On a Tuesday night. I think it's Tuesday. I don't know. I haven't been keeping track of the days because I'm in summer break. And I haven't really left my house since then. And it's been about a month and a week. I don't know. All I know is that I don't know. It might have been exactly... I honestly couldn't tell you. I don't know. I don't know why I'm doing this, but I am. So, I might talk about a lot of different things. Like, I don't know, psychopaths, mental illnesses, what things I think are stupid. I don't know, just random things that I want to talk about. Had a very shiny nose. Let's see. Well, let's just mental illnesses. Let's go with those. So, about like a year ago, Why did I say sorry to my phone? Anyway, I will fucking smite your ass. Sorry. Okay. So about 3 years ago, I discovered an app called Wattpad. You know, yeah. I'm trying to position my phone right now. Well, that's positioned. Sorry. Okay. I think I positioned it goodly. That's not even a word. Anyways. 3 years ago, I got a Wattpad account, and I didn't fall in love with it as soon as I got it. I was kind of bored by it, but that's because I didn't know what to look for, like, with fanfiction and stuff, so I didn't really know. So I kind of just, it was just sitting in my phone, hogging up space, until, like, a year later, I discovered FAQ. Oh my god. And I read, like, 500 fanfictions of FAQ. In case you didn't know, FAQ is Finn Wolfhard and Jack Dylan Grazer ship together. Anyways, I read like 100 fanfictions of them. So then I kind of like after a year of that, I kind of got like really bored of it. So I ventured into new genres, let's say. I ventured into like horror and creepy shit. But I do occasionally read fan fiction. Yeah. So, what I've learned with mental illnesses through Wattpad and YouTube and books and like real books that are like, you know, at Barnes & Noble and stuff, and just articles is I didn't really know how to explain it. Like, I mainly just researched psychopaths, depression, anxiety, PTSD, schizophrenia, things like that. And because of that, I think really differently now, and when I try to talk to someone about anything, they don't really care. So I just keep it to myself. And I kind of go, like, a bit insane, but it's fine. Probably in a different video, I'll explain what I know, and if you guys, if anyone's watching it, want to know, then I will tell you for sure. No, usually I might be more louder than this because it's now 3:18 a.m. and my parent is asleep, and I'm a good little child, and I don't want to wake them up. So, yeah. Anyways, what was I talking about? Oh my god, I don't know what I was talking about. Shit, oh my god, I don't remember. Oh no. Okay, I was talking about, it's like, oh, okay, I know. the things I think about often are, the Karis, nope, that would not work. Let's just say I think about killing, and I think about, torture. I think about, can I even say this? Like, is this, like, illegal? So, you know, like, the term BDSM? Okay, it's not that funny. It's really not. Okay. I don't understand. This is jumping all over the place, and I'm sorry. This is what it's like to have a conversation with me. Anyway, I took a BDMS quiz, or test, and it was really long, and it was, like, a lot of questions, which I guess I would be really, I don't know. Anyways, my results were a fucking sadist, masochist, owner, pet, slave, vanilla, experimentalist, and many more. Those are just the ones I remember. And am I gonna post this? I probably won't. I want friends. I don't have many friends. Here's a little short thing about me. I am Alexis. That's probably too much pressure for my friend. Because what if someone from school, like, just found this, me talking about BDSM psychopaths? I think I would be judged by them. So I'm not gonna give out my name. Even though I already did. But you're not gonna know my last name. Anyways. I love Shane, Garrett, fucking Ryland, Adams, you know, just the whole group, like, yeah, you know, or if you don't know, that's cool too. I like Thack, I like Gerard Way, oh my god, I've turned really emo lately. I guess that's how people decipher emo now, is by the type of music you listen to, which actually isn't what emo even typically means, but if you're doing it the real emo, I am emo, because it just means emotional, and I am a very emotional person, but I also do qualify as the emo that's determined by the music, because I like Green Day, Panic, Blink-182, All American Rejects, stuff like that, you know? Where am I going with this? Anyways, I'm not that funny, I'm weird, I'm fucking just really weird. I'm half atheist. I don't really know what the fuck is going on with that shit. I stay up during the night and sleep during the day when it's summer. When I have to go to school, I'm like, fuck this shit, I'm out. I don't know where that fucking came from. I'm sorry. I don't even remember what that is from. I start high school soon. I'm literally gonna be labeled. But isn't everybody labeled? I'm not gonna post this. This has no meaning at all. I feel like I'm just talking to you, if anyone's watching. Because I haven't talked to anyone in a while. You know, later on in the future, I'll probably have like a honest subject and take notes and stirf. Probably not. I'll probably just pick a subject and talk about it for a while. Because I can do that. Like, by myself, I'll just start having conversations, like, by myself. Like, hi. How are you? Oh, same, bro. And my pauses are someone else talking to me in my mind. But I'm not schizophrenic. Am I? No. I just like to feel like I have an imaginary friend inside my brain that's talking to me. It's normal. Hey, yeah. I'm queer. Figuring out my sexuality. I deleted my other two podcasts. They were just me reading fan fiction. Like, I read Raiden and Fag. I was so happy when I got the freaking 2 subs. I was like, I'm lit. I'm sorry, I hate when I use the word lit, or like any basic word, Because then I'm just like, oh, I'm basic now. Okay, that's cool. And I try my hardest not to be basic. Like, not, no offense if you are basic or anything, or have... What the fuck am I even saying? I really don't. No, I don't. I'm sorry. Well, that's your phone, not mine. See, I literally talked... I was literally just talking to myself. I don't know if you heard that or not, but I was. What up? I'm Jared. I'm 19, and I never went to the fucking raid. I'm sorry. I'm really just... If anyone does see this and made it this far, congratulations to you, because people probably would have left already if anyone's watching or found this. But if you would like a Pacific. If you would like a Pacific. Okay, you know what? If you would like a Pacific thing to talk about, leave it in the comments, or just, I don't know, somehow contact me. I really don't know how this works. But do that, and then I will find that converse, and I'll find what, I probably know what it is. So if you just leave it in the comments, I'll probably make a video on it. Or an audio podcast. that's what it's called. Well, the words are. What is happening right now? I'm so weird. Oh my god. No, it's not you. What do you mean? You know what? I don't like you right now. Well, it's not my fault. Die in a fire. I say that a lot. I say die in a fire a lot. I don't know why. Actually, I caught it on from my best friend that kind of left me. Oh, that's a whole new story. Why I left my best friend. Ugh. Story time! Lost my best friend. Oh no. Story time. Exed my best friend. Story time! No longer best friends. Emotional. That was me being basic. If that even is basic, I really don't know. Oh, now I have to wait a whole nother minute until I stop it, because I like to stop when the end of the number is 14 or 15. So yeah. Honestly, if people don't give me what to do, I'm probably just gonna give up. Like, I give up on everything. Because I'm not the type of person that won't give up. Once something is not doing good or going okay, I delete it. Or I stop doing it, or I don't finish it. Because I give up. I have no motivation to do it. And, like, when I get paid for doing the dishes, and it's $15 a week, and I only have to do the dishes once a day. And I fail at doing that. I stay into my bed, and I don't do anything. And my mom is like, why don't you do anything ever? And I'm just like, I don't know. I can't help it. So... procrastinator, gonna fail at life, you know, lazy, that's okay. I'm gonna regret posting this later. Anyways, we're getting to 14.